It's the Arthur Hayes Show. Presenting Arthur Haynes and Nicholas Parsons in sketches by Johnny Spate with songs by Joe Brown and his brothers.
We're going through a new era of protest, the sit-down. If anyone has a problem, they merely sit down and wait till somebody does something about it.
Right, there we are then. There we are, Dad. Sit down on that step, son.
Yeah.
Make yourself comfortable. Get your back into those railings. Right, you're nice and comfortable, are you?
Yeah, very comfortable.
Right, well, I'll fetch you a cup of tea about 10 o'clock then.
About 10.
Yeah,
lovely.
About 10. All right.
Hey, just a minute. Hey.
What?
What's he doing sitting there?
Oh, it's all right, Constable. He's just protesting.
Protesting?
Yeah, he's just protesting. Civil disobedience.
Well, he can't.
It's a sit-down protest. That's what he's doing. He's just doing a civil disobedience protest here.
He can't protest here. This is the Prime Minister's house. And he can't sit there on his doorstep. Besides, all that protest lot, they're round the corner, outside the Admiralty. He's got the wrong street.
Oh, no, he's not, mate. He ain't got the wrong street at all. He's not with that lot round the corner. He's on his own, he is, mate. He's protesting about something different to that lot round the corner. I was just telling the constable, Father. I said, you're protesting about something different to that lot.
Yeah, about something different.
Yeah, something different he's protesting.
Noise, we want another... What the devil's going on here?
Ah, good morning, sir. This chappy here is protesting.
Protesting?
Protesting, yes.
What, here?
That's right, officer. Yeah, he's protesting on this here doorstep.
But he can't sit here. This is the Prime Minister's doorstep. If he wants to protest, he'll have to join the others round the corner outside the Admiralty.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to join the lot round there, mate. He's nothing to do with that lot round there. That's what I could just tell in the officer here. He's nothing to do with that lot.
Listen, my good man, he can't sit here.
Well, why can't he sit here, then?
Well, isn't it obvious? He'll be in his way. If he wants to get out.
Well, if he wants to get out, he'll have to step over him.
You can't expect him to step over him.
Well, it's a free country, isn't it, mate? I mean, he doesn't own the street, does he? He doesn't even own the house, mate. I mean, he's only living in it because it goes with the job.
Look, I haven't come round here to argue with you. I'm not going to stand here arguing. He has to move, and that's all there is to it. Now, come on, move along there. Come on, move along.
Excuse me, officer, but he won't move. It's no good you ask him. He knows his rights. It's a non-violent protest, civil disobedience. If you want him moved, mate, you've got to move him.
Well, all right, then we'll move him. We can perfectly well do that. Noise.
Sir.
Come here, move this man, will you? Move him off.
Yes, sir. Come on, Pop.
Hold on. Just a minute. Just one little minute, if you don't mind. Right. Now then. Oi, you, flat hat, come here.
Just be careful with your language, you know. Just be careful.
You be careful with my father. I'm telling him to be careful with you, Dad.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, be careful. He knows his rights, mate. But what I want to know is where's he going to move him to?
I don't care where he moves him to, so just so long as he gets him off this doorstep.
Oh, I see. That's your attitude, eh? You don't care where he moves him to. But I do. He's my dad, mate, and I want to know where he's going to put him.
I've told you, I don't care where he puts him as long as he gets him off this doorstep, and that's all there is to it. Noise, sir? Move this man. Come on, move him.
Yeah, come on, Pop. Up you get. Up. Come on, Pop. That's it, Pop. Come on, up.
Just a minute. You. Oi, big feet, you. You put him down a minute. You just put him down. Look, what I want to know is, before you move him, where are you going to put the other lot, that 400? What's round the corner? Where are you
going
to put
them? They're going down to the station. That's where they're going. They're going there to be charged.
Oh, well, in that case, that's where he's going then. If they're going down to the station to be charged, that's where he's going to.
Well, all right.
He's going to have the same treatment as they're having, mate. Just because he's on his own, mate, don't you think you can do him out of his... What is?
Well, all right! If that's what you want, you'll get it. You'll get the same as that lot round the corner. Noise, take this man down to the station and charge him.
Yes, sir. Come on, Pop. Up you go. Come on.
Wait a minute. Just a minute. Before you go any further, answer this. How is he going to get him down there?
What do you mean, how is he going to get him down there? March him down there, of course. That's how he's going to get him down there. March him.
Oh,
left,
no,
right, left, right.
No, he won't, mate. He won't march him down at all. He's not marching anywhere. He's not marching. You're not marching, are you, Pop?
No, I'm not marching.
No, he's not marching, mate. You're not marching, are you, Pop?
No, not marching.
He's not marching, mate. He's definitely doing the same as the others round the corner, mate. Civil disobedience.
Civil disobedience.
No walking. That's what that means.
No walking.
If you want him moved, mate, you've got to lift him and carry him.
But all right. We will lift him and carry him if we have to. Noise, lift this man and carry him down
yes,
to the
sir.
Station.
Come on, Pop. Come on, Pop. Up you go. Come on, Pop. Up.
Hey. Excuse me, Inspector, but he's a bit on the small side, isn't he, this one?
He's short for a constable.
Well, he is short for a constable. Haven't you got a bigger one than that? It's about nearly half a mile down to the station. How's he going to carry him down to the station?
Well, you can give him a piggyback. Give him a piggyback, can't you, Norris?
Yes, sir, I can give him a piggyback.
Right, you're not going to give him a piggyback at all, mate, because he's not going to cooperate. He's going to go all limp.
What was that?
He's going to go all limp. You're going to go all limp, ain't you, Dad?
Yeah, that's right, all limp.
You're going to go all limp, mate. If you're going to give anybody a piggyback, they've got to hold on to your shoulders, you know. And if he goes all limp, you're going to look a bit daft, ain't you?
Excuse me, sir.
Hang him by his legs, mate, drawing him along the ground.
Mob round the corner. Inspector Charles is...
Constable Anderson, I'm glad you've turned up and you've got a bicycle with you. That's fine. Yes. Now, look here, take this man down to the station. You can ride him down there on the crossbar.
Very good, sir.
On your crossbar. Put this man on your crossbar and take him down to the station.
Just a minute, mate. You're not taking him on that bike, are you? You're not taking him on that crossbar, are you?
They're not taking you on that bike. No, I hope not.
You have said he is not going to be carried. This is the only transport that we have here.
Well, look, I'm giving you my word now, mate. He's not going to ride on that crossbar.
And why?
Well, look at that dirty great three-speed gear sticking up there, mate. Who do you think he is? He can't sit on that.
Well, there's no other way. Either he walks or he rides on that crossbar. It is up to him.
Well, is that how you're going to get all that lot round the corner down the station, then? That 400 round there?
We've got vans for those 400 round the corner.
All right, then. If you've got having vans for them, you'll have to get a van for me dad. Because he's entitled to one, just as much as they are, mate.
But we haven't any vans to spare.
Well, that's all right. He's in no hurry. You're in no hurry, are you, then?
No!
Come on, Noise. Get this man moving. I'm fed up with this. Come on. Get him away from here. Do you want? Come on, get him out of here before...
I think you'd better get a van round here, mate. Because he's definitely not riding on that crossbar, mate. He's entitled to the same privileges as that lot round the corner again.
I've told you that we have no more vans to spare.
Well, he's not riding on that crossbar, mate. He fought for his country, this fella.
All right.
He fought for his country. That's how he got his medals, mate. Up to your neck in muck and bullets, weren't you, Dad?
Yes! Yes, muck and bullet.
Go on, tell him. A lot of muck and a lot of bullets.
Oh, a lot of muck and a lot of bullets.
Oh, right up to his neck he was, mate. That's how he got the medals. He fought. I couldn't care less
about the muck or the bullets.
No,
it's got nothing.
Because he fought, mate. He fought for
the
country.
Not the only one who fought.
No, I fought
well,
at all.
All right, you fought. A lot of other people fought.
I fought as well.
Bet
this constable fought. Did you fought?
I fought.
Well, tell him. I fought.
Shut up! I've stood enough from everybody. I've stood just enough. Anderson, Noise, don't answer me back. And you keep quiet, and your father shut up. Noise, take this man down to the station.
Not on that crossbar, mate.
You're not taking him down
on that crossbar, mate.
We have no vans to spare.
Excuse me, sir. Now, that's what I came to tell you. The mob round the corner, they've been cleared.
Then why the devil didn't you tell me so before, Anderson?
I couldn't get a word in, sir.
Well, go and get a van. Do you understand? Go off and get a van. You can have a van now.
Who can have a van?
Your father can now have a van.
Can he?
Yes.
Well, have all that lot round the corner been cleared, then?
All of them have been cleared. You heard what the constable said. All of them.
What, all of them?
Yes, all of them.
Oh, well, in that case, he won't need a van, then.
What are you talking about?
Well, he can walk over himself now. It's all right, Dad. They've all gone.
Hey.
They've all gone now, round the corner.
Who's all gone?
The sit-downers have all gone.
Oh, then I think I'll go home, too.
Hey, just a minute. What are you talking about going home for? I thought he was making a protest.
Well, he was. He was sitting down there protesting about all that lot sitting down protesting outside the Admiralty.
What?
Well, you see, I didn't explain it to you. See, he's a paper boy, you see. And the First Sea Lord is one of his customers. But he couldn't get his papers through the letterbox this morning because of all them sitting down outside there. So he sat down here in protest about all them sitting down in protest around there, you see.
Look, will you shut up and stop wasting my time? Now just clear off and don't let me ever see you again or I'll have you both in for vagrancy. Now I've got to go round and make a report to the First Sea Lord.
Are you going to see the First Sea Lord? Well, do us a favour then, will you?
What?
Deliver this paper, save the old boy a walk, will you?
Clear off!
now for a song, and today we welcome Joe Brown and his brothers.
Well, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss your loving daddy from now on. And if you can't say anything real nice, well, just don't talk at all, that's my advice. Well, you go your way, I go mine, it's better that we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Yes, I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, no. Oh, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, no. We'll talk about you, baby, when I'm gone.
Wonderful picture of you.
The bank manager's job is a very important job, especially in the small community where he knows all his customers, or most of them, and finds himself listening to their troubles, giving his advice on many matters.
Come in. Ah, noise.
Excuse me, Mr. Parsons.
Yes.
There's a Mr. Haynes in the bank.
Oh, not Mr. Haynes again.
Yes, sir.
Oh, dear. What does he want this time?
Well, I don't know, sir. He wouldn't tell me, but there appears to be some trouble.
Well, does he want to see me?
He wants to see you, sir, yes.
Must he see me?
Well, he said it's very important, sir.
Oh, dear. Very well, Noyes. You better show him in.
Right, sir. Oh, Mr. Haynes, will you come this way? Mr. Parsons will see you now. Mr. Haynes.
Thank you very much, Noyes. Ah!
Ah!
Good morning, Mr. Haynes.
Ah, good morning,
How do you do?
Hi, all right?
Very nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you and all.
Always nice to see my regular clients.
Thank you.
Won't you sit down?
Yes, thank you very much.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes?
That is my chair.
Well, where do you want me to sit, then?
Well, on the other side of the desk, if you don't mind. Yes, that's right. Thank you so much. Now then, Mr. Haynes, what's the trouble this time?
Well, I went down the shops just now, you see.
Oh,
well,
yes,
I wanted some new flannel underwear for me and the missus, you see. I mean, hers was getting a bit holey, and so was mine, and... and they shrunk as well, you know. That's the flannel. The flannel had shrunk. The holes weren't shrinking. They got bigger. I reckon it's these new washing powders myself, don't you? I was saying to the wife... You never met the wife, have you?
No, I haven't, actually.
No, well, you haven't missed anything. You're all right. I said to her last night, I said, Yvonne... I said, I know what it is. These new washing powders and the new washing machines. I said, they're ruining the flannel.
Mr. Haynes, why are you shouting?
Well, the wife's deaf, you see. And then when I'm talking to her, we shout, you know, I shout.
Yes, well, you're not talking to her now, Mr. Haynes.
Oh, no, of course not, of course I'm not, no.
No, that's...
Well, anyway, I said, you know, they're ruining the flannels, they are. You're my mother, you know, my mother, she used
no,
to...
No, I've never met your mother.
Oh, well, yes, well, all she ever used was a couple of stones and a bucket of cold water, you know, and a little bit of elbow grease, you know.
Yeah.
And her flannels were whiter than white, I can tell you that, mate, much whiter. I've always said, Mr. Haynes, it's these detergents.
May I please butt in here, because I don't see what all that you're telling me has to do with the bank and myself.
Well, I just thought I'd come and tell you about it, that's all. I mean, we need the flannels, you know. We need these flannels. I mean, you get a bit of cold weather and it gets windy around them holes, you know.
Yes, I'm sure it does, Mr. Haynes, but it's not windy at the present moment. In fact, it's rather warm.
Oh, well, they are, then. That's what I mean. I mean, them flannels are the best things to wear in warm weather. I mean, they soak up all the sweat, don't they? And me and the missus are both a bit sweaty, you know. And what with all the holes and the shrinkage, I mean, we're not getting the coverage or the soakage, if you understand.
Yes, I think I understand what you mean, Mr. Haynes, but I still fail to see what this has got to do with the bank and with myself.
I should think I needed about 10 yards of this flannelette for the pair of us. Well, that was as far as I could work out on my figures, you see, because I haven't got a ruler, you see, so I had to measure Yvonne with my hands, which is, you know... and that was a bit awkward, her being so big, like... You know, I reckon she ought to go on a diet, that one, myself, you know. Mm. There's some pills out now. What stops them eating, isn't there? Mm. Oh, that'd be a big saving straight away, that would. Well, she won't take any notes, she won't eat them. She reckons she'd be happy being fat. But I'm not. I mean, if I'd have known she was going to turn out as fat as that, I wouldn't have married her.
Mr. Haynes, I don't wish to appear rude, but I still fail to see what this has to do with me and the bank.
What, that what I just said?
Yes, that which you have just said.
Oh, well, that's nothing to do with it. That's nothing to do with the
bank. Then why have you come in here to tell me about it?
Oh, I didn't come here to tell you about that.
Then what the devil did you come in here to tell me?
About the red flannel. You see, I went to buy this flannel.
Yes, I know. You went to buy some red flannel because you and your wife needed some new flannel underwear.
Yes.
Because your wife's flannel underwear is holy and yours is holy. And the wind's getting round your chest because the holes are getting bigger and the shrinkers are getting shorter. That you sweat a lot and you get the coverage you haven't had before. That you're taking pills because you're fat. And your wife's Yvonne's mother can't come in because I don't know her. And I've got time and business to attend to my customers. And you come in and buy this.
You know, you carry on like that, you'll do yourself an injustice.
The injustice is all on your side, Mr. Haynes. I have suffered you many times, Mr. Haynes, with your problems. You today have come with a problem. Please don't excite me again. Just get to the point. What is your point, Mr. Haynes?
Well, it's all over you, isn't it? I mean, it's all over you that they wouldn't serve me.
Me?
Yeah, you and your bank.
Me and my bank, I don't understand.
Look, no, I was just going to say, look, I went to this shop to get some red flannel.
Yes,
that's
Mr.
all
Haynes,
I was going
to
say.
I know, yes, yes. You went to the shop to get some red flannel.
And they wouldn't serve me?
They wouldn't serve you. Why, Mr. Haynes?
Because of you and your bank.
But why?
Well, they wouldn't take your money, mate.
I beg your pardon?
They wouldn't take your money. The money that I got out of here, they wouldn't take it. And well, I reckon that's a bit of a liberty, mate. That's what I think. If you want my opinion, I mean, you expect to get bad money out of a racetrack or somewhere like that. I mean, that's where they work the bad money. But not from a bank, mate. I mean, you should get good money from a bank, mate. Real stuff.
Bad money?
Yeah,
are you telling me that you've got bad money from this bank?
Oh, yeah, it's out of here all right, mate. It's out of here all right. Don't you worry about that. Don't try and make out it's not, because it's out of here, mate.
Mr. Haynes, nobody is trying to make out that it isn't out of here.
Well, you better not, mate, because you wouldn't get away with it. I can prove it's out of here. Look, here. There it is. Look, here. There it is. Look, have a look at it. Here. It's got your fella's name on it. Look, right in the corner.
Well, Mr. Haynes, there is a very simple explanation for this. This is one of the old white £5 notes. This should have been exchanged, you know.
I know, but they wouldn't change it. That's what they said.
What
they wouldn't
mean?
Change it. They told me to come down and see you. They wouldn't change it and said, go down and see your bank manager. That's what they said.
Well, of course they wouldn't change it at the shop, because this should have been exchanged years ago. This note is no longer legal tender. These notes were all called in, and we issued some new ones, a smaller one, actually, a different colour.
Well, that's all very well, mate, isn't it? I mean, that's all very well, but nobody told me about that, you know. Nobody told me about that, you know.
Well, it was very widely advertised at the time. It was in all the newspapers.
Well, I never saw it in the newspapers.
Well, whether you saw it or not, it was in the papers, I do assure you.
Well, it wasn't on the racing page, I'll tell you that, mate.
No, I don't suppose it was on the racing page.
Well, that's all I read, mate. I only read the racing page. Anyway, that's not letting people know putting things in the paper, is it? I mean, you should send someone round, mate, or write a letter.
Well, don't be so ridiculous, Mr. Haynes. How do we know who has all the old £5 notes?
Well, you've only got to come round and ask.
You're not seriously suggesting that we should go round and just knock on people's doors and say, excuse me, do you happen to have one of the old £5 notes here? We haven't got time to waste calling on people and asking them such ridiculous questions as that.
Yeah, well, I haven't got time to waste reading through all the papers to find out what's going on with my money. You order all the notes, and then when we bring them in, you say they're no good. No wonder the banks are getting rich, mate. No wonder the banks are getting rich.
Now, Mr. Haynes, nobody's trying to do you out of your £5. If you take this £5 here down to the Bank of England, they will gladly give you another £5 for it.
Oh, that's marvellous. You know how much it's going to cost me, don't you? That's £6 return to get to the Bank of England from here, mate. And that's £6 off me £5 before I start, and a day's work I've got to lose to get
there. All right, Mr. Haynes, please don't go on anymore. I'll change this note for you myself. There you are. There's another £5 note for you.
Now, just a minute. That's one of the new ones, isn't it?
That's right, yes. That's one of the new ones.
Yeah, well, that one I gave you is an old one, mate. That one was taken out of this bank by my dad years ago when the pound was worth £20.
Well,
I've been told that these new ones, the present pound today is worth 12 bob.
Well, in comparative values,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, but you're not catching me like that, mate. You're not catching me like that, mate.
Well,
I gave you £5. I'm not taking
£5. Nobody is trying to catch you, Mr. Haynes.
Well, the shopkeeper was trying to catch me, wasn't he? Charging me 10 bob a yard for the flannel. I mean, I can recall when you could get that flannel for 4 bob a yard, mate.
Look, Mr. Haynes, don't you understand that everything has gone up?
Yeah, all except the money, mate. Everything else has gone up, but the money's gone down, mate.
But don't you realise this is the same for all of us? What happens is that the cost of living keeps rising, and in consequence, the pound buys less. That's all it means.
That's all it means, eh? That's enough, isn't it? I know your game, mate. You draw in the good stuff and dish out the rubbish. I mean, those old white fivers used to be worth £5, they did, so you take them all dish, and you dish out the cheap ones.
You're talking ridiculous nonsense, Mr. Haynes. That's a ridiculous nonsense.
If I'm talking ridiculous, what about the sovereigns?
What about the golden sovereign?
The golden sovereign, they used to be worth £1, didn't they?
That's right, yes.
Right, how much are they worth now?
A golden sovereign?
Yeah.
Well, on the open market, I should say roughly about 37 shillings.
Right, I'll have 5 of those then.
Mr. Haynes, please don't try me any further. You cannot get golden sovereigns.
No, I know you can't, because you've drawn them all in, mate. Like you're drawing in the white fibres. I know your
game, Mr. Haynes, mate. The white fibres are worth no more than these new fibres. The purchasing power of both the white fibre and the blue fibre is exactly the same.
Yeah, well, if you don't mind, I'll soon have 5 £1 notes, if you don't mind, mate. I don't want any of those little new fivers.
All right, Mr. Haynes, if that's how you feel, there we are. I'll give you 5 single pound notes. I don't mind. There we are. Anything to get rid of you. There we are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right, thank you very much. That's very kind of you. How much is that fiver? It's only worth 3 quid.
According, yes, I should say, comparatively speaking, in pre-war prices, about £3.
Oh, I see. About £3, was it?
Look, most probably, Mr. Haynes, don't you understand? Most probably, if this fiver is only worth about £3 by comparison with pre-war prices, so, by the same token, those 5 single pounds are also only worth about £3.
Oh, I can see it now, then.
You do.
So I might just well have that fiver, then.
You might, yes.
Oh, well, give me the fiver, then, and I'll give you the pounds back.
Oh,
now, how much do you say this was by comparison?
By comparison, worth about £3.
Oh, well, there we are, then. Now, I'll give you your money back. There are 1, 2, 3.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, do you mind leaving me, Mr. Haynes?
Well,
I have other business. Yeah. Goodbye. Thank goodness for that. Thank goodness he's gone. Right. 1, 2, 3. Hey! He's done me out of £2! Hey, come back here! Come back!
You've been listening to The Arthur Haynes Show with Arthur Haynes, Nicholas Parsons, Leslie Noyes and Gary Watson in sketches by Johnny Spate. Our musical guests, Joe Brown and his brothers. The show was produced for the BBC by Richard Dingley.